All right, my American lit friends, I hope you are doing well. I hope you have indeed survived Moby Dick. I am going to record a brief podcast here about our midterm, and of course you'll see this on the website. So the plan is still for us to zoom in to class on Monday and finish up our discussion of Moby Dick, and then let's look at our syllabus that I just changed. And then I think I rescheduled the midterm for 1 week from Monday. Let me verify that before I tell you the wrong thing. No, our midterm is on Friday. Okay, so Monday the 16th, we're going to talk about Melville. And this midterm that I'm going to describe for you right now will be on Friday. And then on Monday the 23rd, we're going to dive into Douglas. And you'll see that I've upped the reading. I've sort of conflicted. You read the first 98 pages of Douglas for Monday. So I recognize that's a lot, but maybe you can kind of catch up over the weekend, and since there's no class on Wednesday, because that was when Focus is going to be. So for now, we're gonna see how this goes. Everything's fair game. Everything might change and is in flux, but we're gonna try to just have our regular class sessions via Zoom. And you know, those of you who submit reflections the day before, I'll give you the floor at some point during the class. You can raise questions during class, you know, even if you didn't do the do a reflection before. And I think we have two different articles next week. On the 25th, I've got Mariah on Daniel Royer's essay, and then on the 27th. I have Tessa talking about George Marsden's essay, which is a great essay. So I hope you enjoy that. So we're going to do Douglas in just 2 days. I mean, it's a relatively short book. Usually I spend the whole week. That got truncated, obviously. So we'll see how this goes. And if I need to, you know, we can make further adjustments for you, okay? But right now I want to talk about the midterm, which will be a week from today, a week from Friday. The first section is identification. So it's literally fill in the blank. Okay, so sorry, I'm back up. How this is going to work is at the beginning of our class on Friday, I will email you this Word document. And it says it's called 322 midterm. You will open it up, work on it during our hour of class, and then save it with your name in the title, you know, your last name underscore 322 midterm, email it back to me and then I'll grade it digitally. Okay. So that's how, and you'll have the full hour to work on it. And I'll try to be available, you know, if you have questions during that hour. And you know, my intention, my request to you is that it's a closed book midterm. But of course, I recognize that I have no way of actually enforcing that. And I just request you to honor that intention. But given that, I'm going to try to go through and give you some study tips that will help. So on the identification, the first section, which is fill in the blanks, you need to know who wrote Pragmatism, which we talked about briefly in our discussion of Connecticut Yankee. So if you don't know who wrote Pragmatism, figure it out. And then I ask you about Melville's jobs. I ask you about Transcendentalism, right, which is the sort of name for Emerson's philosophy slash religion that he develops. I ask you a question about the sort of development of printing in the 19th century, which you talked about at the beginning of class. You know, what sort of inventions were transforming the printing industry at this time? I ask you a question about Twain's biography or his early biography. I ask you about the town in which most of the people were reading lived at one time or another, where Emerson famously lived and Thoreau lived and Hawthorne and Melville at times. I ask you some more questions about Melville's early life, his life at sea, his first two books. Yeah, and there's a bonus, which you may or may not get. So that's the first part. second part is past identification. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 passages. 5 of them are from the novels we've read so far, and one of them is one of the poems we have read. And I'll just tell you, the poem is by Emily Dickinson. So that helps. And I'm just looking for you to give a brief context for what's going on in each one. So for the poem, you know, try to distill our discussion of the poem. What's this poem about? Or the section I've excerpted here. And for the passages, just identify the author and what the context is. Okay. But then the bulk of the essay, 61 points out of 100, is your essay question, which I've posted online already on the syllabus. So I'm not going to repeat them here. And you will choose. I have included 2 on this document, and you will write about 1. Okay. Yeah, and I guess what I'll say is, if you have any questions about any of the 3 essay questions that I post online, raise those in class on Monday, and I'm happy to sort of chat about them. But I think they're pretty clear. I think we've talked about these things, so I have confidence in you all. All right, so hopefully that's a sort of simple procedure for taking the midterm. The idea is you just type your answers in bullet questions, send them back to me, and I'll grade them. Not ideal, but I think we can make it work. And then we'll proceed via Zoom. Maybe I'll do some, tell me if the podcast is helpful, if you want those on other things. If there is something that would be helpful for you as we try to proceed with a discussion of our texts, let me know. Email me, call me. I'm happy to sort of adjust on the fly as we proceed. You know, my assumption is that you all are actually interested in these texts and you want to learn as much as you can. I'm certainly passionate about these texts and the ideas that they wrestle with. And I don't want to gyp you, right? I don't want to cause you to miss the richness of these books and of our discussions about them. But I also recognize that there's a lot of stuff going on in your lives and chaos may ensue. And I want to be flexible and accommodate that. So, as always in this class, I don't take attendance. You got to do the reflections and present those, but you have some flexibility there. And we'll see how it goes. Okay. So we can change as we need to. Thanks, y'all. I look forward to continuing on with you and learning together with you still.